We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
West Virginia coach Bob Huggins was on the Big 12 coaches preseason media teleconference earlier today. Listen to what he had to say coming up right after this.
Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus brings you more than 400 exclusive live events, select conference championship events, coaches press conferences, and original content. Sign up for Big 12 Now on ESPNplus.com/Big12Now.
Hi, Bob. This has been an experienced group that you've got coming back. Played pretty good defense last year. Just curious, going into this season, where you're at with this particular group as a defensive team.
Oh, I think we've got a ways to go, Tom. We're getting better. I mean, I think we're getting better as the days go by, but We've got a ways to go yet. We need to play. I mean, like everybody else, we need to play somebody other than ourselves.
Your next question comes line of Kevin Kinder of the Blue and Gold News.
Hey, Coach. With all the changes in the crossover classic, has that changed your approach any? I know you played Northern Iowa last year. You know, getting that first team in, has it changed your you're scouting the way that you're doing things, or is it kind of like a NCAA tournament where, you're going to hop on the fly for someone new once the next game comes up?
No, I think we've been told we were going to play three or four different people, so it's been tough. I mean, it's been tough from a preparation standpoint.
Your next question comes from the line of John Akers of the Basketball Times.
Hey, Coach. Since West Virginia joined the Big 12, the league has been pretty much considered the top-ranked league in the country most of those years, which is quite a bit different from your 1 year at Kansas State. Do you see the difference? What's the difference between now and then, in your opinion?
Well, it was pretty good back then. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, Coach Knight was at Texas Tech. Rick Barnes was at Texas. I mean, had great players. He didn't have good players. He had great players. I thought it was a very, very difficult league then. I think it's an extremely difficult league now.
All right, thanks.
Again, to ask Coach Huggins a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Justin Jackson of the Dominion Post.
Hey, good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Good, Justin. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Kind of going off one of the earlier questions there. Obviously, you guys played Northern Iowa last year in Cancun. They kind of get thrown at you here at the last second, like a week or so before the game start. Just kind of wondering how much can you guys go off of that film from last year? I mean, obviously, it's a different team, not everyone coming back. But, how much can you go off that film and just how familiar can you get with Northern Iowa in a short amount of time?
Well, we're going to try to get real familiar, Justin, obviously, but They're good. They're really they're a team that we need to win, obviously, because they're gonna be a team who's gonna be ranked in the top, I don't know, 50 probably when it comes to seeding purposes. So it's a quality game. It's a quality game from that standpoint, and it's a it's a hard game. I mean, I don't know if we didn't take them serious enough. They did a great job of defensively of just making us make perimeter shots, and we just didn't make any perimeter shots. And we think that we've solved that problem. We will make perimeter shots this time around. Who knows? I mean,
right.
You miss shots, it becomes a very difficult game.
Again, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes to the line of Mike Kazaza of 24/7 Sports.
Morning, Bob. How's it going?
Good, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing great, thank you. I wanted to ask you about Miles a little bit Deuce. The other day you mentioned that maybe he and Jordan could play together this season, and it kind of caught me off guard because that kind of, in my head, that's your 1 and your 2, perhaps. But you've also turned 2 guards into point guards before, and that maybe is what you have planned for Deuce. What does his situation look like in the backcourt? Is he a little bit of each? Could he play point guard, or are you just going to try to find the right spots and moments for him?
No, I think he's capable of playing a lot of places. Jordan's been here, so I think Jordan's knowledge is pretty good. I'm happy with our point guards. I mean, you take Jordan, you take Deuce, and you take Keedy, and Keedy gets better and better every day. And Keedy's a guy who I think he's probably the best of the three in transition. I mean, he really gets the ball up and down the floor. So we're happy with those guys. They get better daily. I think the great thing is that, for particularly the two guys you talked about, Deuce and Jordan, I think they lead with their work ethic, and we haven't had to coach effort, and that's the hardest thing to coach, and we really haven't had to coach effort. Our guys have been really good in terms of coming in with the idea that they're going to get better and get something done.
Do you sense that any of this, tumult with this tournament affects them, or are they just, kind of ready to play and whoever's on the other side of the floor doesn't even matter?
Well, in that we thought we were playing Texas A&M for the longest time, and we have watched film on Texas A&M and have kind of broken down Texas A&M. It's not like everybody else in the tournament has had to do. I mean, the one spot that was always seemed to be left open was ours, and I understand a lot of people don't want to play us. I understand that they don't want to play against our size. They don't want to play against our perceived great half court defense. But I mean, at the same time, we have been at a tremendous disadvantage to everybody else, other than the people who have just been never know from day to day who we're going to play.
Your next question comes line of Warren Emig of the Tulsa World.
Bob, are you confident that if you do start playing other teams and you get into a season that things will smooth out a little bit more, or are you worried they're going to get even more complicated moving forward?
I'm trying to deal with today and you know, let tomorrow fall as it may. We tried to kind of maybe get ahead of the deal a little bit and spend a good bit of time on Texas A&M, and then they weren't coming, and then you look at the path that everybody has from game one to championship game three, and it's obviously far less than equal. So you have to, we just have to do what we do, and hopefully this is good preparation for us for March, when you play a game, you win, and then you sit there and wait to see who you're going to play next.
Do you anticipate this being the most challenging year that you've had as a coach?
The what? The most talented?
No, most challenging. Just because of so much that's out of your control.
Probably so.
Yeah. All right. Good luck with it.
Thank you much.
And that was Coach Bob Huggins. The Mountaineers will open the 2021 season on Wednesday, November 25th, out in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, in the Bad Boy Mowers Crossover Classic against Northern Iowa. Originally, the Mountaineers were supposed to have played Texas A&M, but Texas A&M has pulled out of the tournament. The game will tip off at 2 p.m. and will be televised nationally on ESPN. Thanks for listening.